Gen Zs and millennials make up nearly half the eligible voting population in this year's election. That's a lot of people 43 and younger who could head to the polls, like in Georgia, one of the youngest states in the country and also a key swing state. NPR's Elena Moore reports from Atlanta.
The Atlanta Dream had a lot riding on Tuesday's game. The WNBA team had to win for a shot at the playoffs. As the arena filled, the Dream's dancers, the Hype Squad, cheered. 22-year-old Kayla Jones was performing when something caught her eye.
I was dancing, and I looked to my left, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's a voting station.
Near the entrance, organizers held up blue and white signs that said vote. Not for any particular party. Instead, they want people to get registered, and they're helping attendees check their information. After the Dream pulled off that much-needed win, Jones went over. She's from California, but as a student in Atlanta, she wants to vote here.
I just don't think California needs my vote as much as Georgia does.
She plans to vote for Vice President Harris. And the act of voting, she argues, gives her a much-needed voice.
Especially as a Black woman in this world, there's times where I'll say, like, I don't feel good or I have pain, and sometimes doctors won't hear me, or if I'm feeling unsafe and a police officer may not understand that or care, you know. So my vote is something that I can say I voted and this was my part in making sure that I have a say.
But Jones isn't able to register today. With an out-of-state ID, it's more complicated. She hopes to do it next week. Dina Daniels stopped by to check her registration, too. The 35-year-old also plans to vote for Harris, but says neither party supports young people.
Trying to get my vote, you're going to tell me everything I want to hear. It's up to me to eat the meat, throw away the bones, and see what's true and what's not.
That said, she's glad voter organizers are at the game to remind folks that every election is important.
Our millennial generation is the ones that are struggling a lot. We are covering all focal points of every election. So we are the ones, I feel, that are most impacted directly by voting.
Beth Link is the executive director of the nonpartisan group When We All Vote, created by Michelle Obama in 2018. They're running the event.
We pride ourselves on, yes, getting young people registered to vote, and then also following up with them to say, did you make a plan to vote?
They focus on getting young people and voters of color civically engaged across the country, groups that happen to be key to the Democratic Party's base, and groups that were disappointed by their options this year. Then Harris joined the race. Now registration rates have surged among these groups.
For sure, voting in this election, I do need to register, so I got to get on to that.
18-year-old Gabriella Nicolosi is a student at Georgia State University. She supports Democrats, but until recently, she wasn't sure she'd vote at all.
With Biden and Trump, it was just, I never felt moved or, like, seen or represented. But then, like, when Kamala just came in, it was like, oh, like, you know, maybe it does have to do with me.
Even though Nicolosi has made up her mind, many young voters aren't there yet.
I want to investigate further. Okay, well, are the Democrats really that bad this time around, or is it just... that's how I grew up thinking.
That's 21-year-old GSU student Julio Almanza. He voted for former President Donald Trump in 2020, in part because of veterans issues. His mom served in the military. This time, he's open to hearing more about Harris, too.
Yeah, I feel like that would be cool to have a female president. You know, never had one before. I guess she's done a lot of political things, but I just haven't seen him. So I'm like, okay, maybe she has ideas similar to mine.
Georgia's deadline to register is October 7th, and voting starts October 15th. Elena Moore, NPR News, Atlanta.